New York will end cash bail for people accused of nonviolent crimes, and prosecutors will have to promptly turn over to defendants evidence that they have against them. Supporters say in the past, those accused of crimes who could not make bail spent weeks or even months in jail without learning what evidence a prosecutor has against them until their trial began. Many pleaded guilty to lesser charges without knowing if the prosecutor had evidence that could exonerate them. There has been backlash from law enforcement groups, though, who say they're concerned that repeat offenders could walk free. Delaware County Sheriff Craig Dumond, an officer with the New York State Sheriff's Association, said at a news conference in late fall that the elimination of bail for nonviolent drug offenses might make it harder to curb the illegal drug trade.
Is it rational to think that a person who was caught with thousands of bags of heroin will show up to court once released and face a 15 to 25-year prison sentence?
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, who shepherded the criminal justice reforms through his chamber, says the new laws are meant to change a racist and classist system. He says other states, including Republican-dominated Texas, have enacted similar reforms with no significant negative consequences.
Deep red states have made changes in criminal justice reform. I understand people are resistant to change. I understand the district attorneys and the sheriffs are resistant to change. But everywhere else that this has been done, it is shown that it is a more fair system and it has not led to an increase in crime.
Also in 2020, New Yorkers who earn the minimum wage will see their pay go up. It increases to $15 an hour in New York City, $13 an hour on Long Island and in Westchester, and $11.80 upstate. Some of the state's elected officials will also be receiving a pay raise. Governor Andrew Cuomo and Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will be getting a salary increase, along with the Attorney General and State Controller, but members of the legislature will not. The lawmakers' raise in 2020 was tied to an agreement to strictly limit outside income, but that portion of the law was struck down in court. It's on appeal, but for now, the State Controller's Office says the pay raises for the Senate and Assembly are on hold. Later in the year, on March 1st, single-use plastic bags will be outlawed, although uncertainties remain over just how the state will carry out the new law. Both opponents and advocates, including Liz Moran of the New York Public Interest Research Group, says new regulations issued by the State Department of Environmental Conservation are confusing.
These regulations could really muddy the water.
Also new in 2020, an earlier election cycle. For the first time, primary elections for state offices will be held in June, at the same time as primaries for federal offices. That means challengers need to start gathering petitions in February. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.